Section 5. Losing the privilege to drive. License suspensions, cancellations, and revocations. Driving in Wyoming, as in all states, is a privilege, not a right. Abuse the privilege, and you may lose it. Drinking and driving suspensions. Administrative per se suspension. An administrative per se suspension results when you have been arrested for DWUI and the results of your chemical test show an alcohol concentration of 0.08% or greater. Dismissal of the DWUI in court will not affect the administrative per se suspension. Length of suspension. 90 days. If you are convicted of the DWUI in court, the time served for the administrative per se suspension will be credited toward the DWUI suspension. Start of suspension. 30 days after the issuance of the temporary driver's license and notice of suspension given by the officer at the time of the arrest, or at the end of any existing suspension or revocation. The procedure to apply for limited driving privileges or a contested case hearing is explained on the form issued by the officer. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? You may be eligible if you have not been issued a probationary driver license in the past 5 years and are otherwise eligible. Note. You cannot have an ignition interlock requirement. Reinstatement requirements. Completion of all suspension actions on record, and payment of reinstatement fee. Driving while under the influence. A DWUI results when you have been convicted in court of driving while under the influence. In addition to an administrative per se refusal, you may be convicted of DWUI. First offense, within previous 10 years. Length of suspension. 90 days. If you served or are serving a suspension for administrative per se, the suspension period will be the same. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? You may be eligible if you have not been issued a probationary driver license in the past 5 years and are otherwise eligible. Note. You cannot have an ignition interlock requirement. Reinstatement requirements. Completion of all suspension actions on record. Filing of an SR-22, and payment of reinstatement fee. Second offense, within previous 10 years. Length of suspension. 1 year. If you served or are serving a suspension for administrative per se, an additional 9-month suspension will be added to your record. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? No. According to Wyoming law, limited driving privileges cannot be issued for any DWUI after the first offense. Reinstatement requirements. Completion of all suspension actions on record. Filing of an SR-22, and payment of reinstatement fee. Third or subsequent offense, within 10 years, length of revocation, 3 years. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? No. Reinstatement requirements. Completion of all suspension, revocation actions on record. Filing of an SR-22. Payment of reinstatement fee. Undergo an alcohol, drug evaluation. Successfully complete an alcohol, drug treatment program. Complete and pass a re-examination of the ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. If you are re-licensed, you may be restricted to no alcohol or substance abuse offenses, and must follow counselor's recommendations. Note. If you have obtained an ignition interlock restricted license and there are no violations, your re-examination and additional restriction may be waived. Youthful driver suspension. If you are younger than 21 years of age and are in actual physical control of a vehicle with an alcohol concentration of 0.02%, 0.02%, or more, you will be suspended for DWUI. First offense. Length of suspension, 90 days. Second or subsequent offense, within 2 years. Length of suspension, 6 months. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? You may be eligible if you have not been issued a probationary driver license in the past 5 years and are otherwise eligible. Note. You cannot have an ignition interlock requirement. Other types of suspension. Reckless driving suspension. This suspension results upon receipt of a conviction of driving a vehicle with willful or wanton disregard for the safety of persons or property. First offense, within previous 5 years. Length of suspension, 90 days. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? You may be eligible if you have not been issued a probationary driver license in the past 5 years and you are otherwise eligible. Reinstatement requirements. Completion of all suspension actions on record. Filing of an SR-22. And payment of reinstatement fee. Second offense, within previous 5 years. Length of suspension, 6 months. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? You may be eligible if you have not been issued a probationary driver license in the past 5 years and are otherwise eligible. Reinstatement requirements. Completion of all suspension actions on record. Filing of an SR-22. And payment of reinstatement fee. Third or subsequent offense, within 5 years. Length of revocation, 1 year. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? No. Reinstatement requirements. Completion of all suspension, revocation actions on record. Filing of an SR-22. Payment of reinstatement fee. Complete and pass a re-examination of the ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? No. Reinstatement requirements. Completion of all suspension, revocation actions on record. Filing of an SR-22. Payment of reinstatement fee. And complete and pass a re-examination of the ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. Transporting liquor to a minor suspension. This results from a conviction for the intent of furnishing any alcoholic liquid or malt beverage to any person under the age of 21 while operating or occupying a motor vehicle. Length of suspension, 1 year. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? You may be eligible if you have not been issued a probationary driver license in the past 5 years and are otherwise eligible. Reinstatement requirements. Completion of all suspension actions on record. And payment of reinstatement fee. Non-resident violator compact suspension. This results when a court informs the department that you have not complied with the terms of a traffic citation. This includes citations from other states as well as Wyoming. The state where the violator is licensed takes suspension action, not the state where the offense occurred. It is named the Non-Resident Violator Compact to ensure that non-residents receive the same treatment as residents when they receive a traffic citation. Length of suspension. Until notice of satisfaction of the requirements of the citation are received from the court, and payment of the reinstatement fee. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? No. Reinstatement requirements. Prior to start date of suspension. Notice from the court indicating you have satisfied the requirements of the citation. Suspension will be deleted from record. Reinstatement requirements. After start date of suspension. Notice from the court indicating you have satisfied the requirements of the citation. And payment of reinstatement fee. Moving violation suspension. You are allowed up to 3 moving violations within a 12-month period. Upon receipt of conviction for a 4th moving violation, you will be notified that your driving privilege will be suspended. A moving violation means an act of control or lack of control by the driver of a motor vehicle while the vehicle is in motion that results in a conviction, including a conviction for driving in violation of the restriction. Length of suspension. 90 days. Each additional moving violation received within a 12-month period will cause an additional 90-day suspension. The date of the offense is used when determining the 12-month period. *C section restricted class RC, RM licenses and intermediate license suspension on page 25 for additional suspension information. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? You may be eligible if you have not been issued a probationary driver license in the past 5 years and are otherwise eligible. Reinstatement requirements. Completion of all suspension actions on record, and payment of reinstatement fee. Compulsory insurance suspension. This is a result of a conviction in court of not having liability insurance. Length of suspension. until an SR-22 insurance form has been filed with the department. Am I eligible for limited driving privileges? No. Reinstatement requirements. Prior to start date of suspension. Filing of an SR-22, suspension will be deleted from record. Reinstatement requirements. After start date of suspension. Filing of an SR-22. Payment of reinstatement fee. Unlawful use and false application suspension and/or cancellation. This suspension results from displaying or using someone else's license or identification card or having in your possession any license or ID card which has been tampered with or altered. It is unlawful to lend your license or ID card to someone else to use as their identification, to knowingly make a false statement, give fictitious information, use a false name, or conceal a fact on an application for a license or ID card. It is against the law to apply for a license or ID card using a name, address, social security number or birth date belonging to another person. These actions may result in the cancellation of the card, and or a 90-day suspension for the person using or lending the driver's license or ID card. Child support suspension. This results upon notification from the Department of Family Services, DFS, that you are in arrears of $5,000 or more for 90 consecutive days. The suspension will remain in effect until notification is received from DFS that the person has complied in full or has entered into an approved payment plan, and a $5 reinstatement fee is paid. Am I eligible for limited driving restricted class RC, RM license suspension? This suspension is the result of a moving violation conviction. A 90-day suspension is imposed for a first offense and a 1-year suspension for a second or subsequent offense. Intermediate license suspension. This suspension is the result of a violation of the restrictions for an intermediate license. A 30-day suspension is imposed for this offense. Driving under suspension, revocation or cancellation. This results in a 30-day suspension of your driving privileges if you are under 21 years of age. Uninsured accident suspension. This is a result of the driver's insurance not being verifiable at the time of the crash. Reinstatement requirements. If you are uninsured, you can do one of the following. Submit a notarized release from the other party involved in the crash stating they are not holding you liable for their damages and/or injuries or that you have made restitution to them, or submit a conditional release signed and notarized by you and the other party stating an agreement has been made for you to make payments for their damages and/or injuries, or post a cash deposit for the total amount of property damage, plus $25,000 per injury. 1 year from the date of the crash, you will be entitled to a refund of your cash deposit, provided there are no judgments against you. If you are unable to provide any of the above, you can provide a signed and notarized affidavit 1 year from the date of the crash, stating that there are no unsatisfied judgments as a result of the crash. Should you be suspended, you will be required to pay the reinstatement fee and file an SR-22 in addition to one of the above requirements. Suspension-related matters. Requests for limited driving privileges and/or contested case hearings. In some suspension cases, you may be eligible for limited driving privileges. If so, you may request a record review to see if you are eligible to be issued a probationary driver license which will allow you limited driving privileges during the suspension period. You must submit your request in writing and include a $15 fee. Both the written request and the fee must be postmarked within 20 days of the date of notice you receive. You can only be issued one probationary driver's license in a 5-year period. If you wish to contest the suspension of your privilege to drive, you may submit your request for a contested case hearing, in writing, along with a $25 fee. Your written request must be postmarked within 20 days of the date of the notice you receive, and must include the fee. License reinstatement fee. Generally, the reinstatement fee for suspensions is $50. This fee can be paid at any Wyoming driver license exam office, mailed to the Cheyenne Driver Services office or by phone. This fee is in addition to any fees for a new driver license, if one is issued to you. The reinstatement fee for a child support suspension is $5. Revocation. A revocation cancels your driver license, and you must go through a driver investigation to be re-licensed once the revocation is over. You cannot have limited driving privileges during a revocation. Offenses that will cause a revocation are third or subsequent driving while under the influence, DWUI. Third or subsequent reckless driving. Leaving the scene of an injury accident. Homicide by vehicle. A felony which is a direct result of the manner of driving. SR-22. An SR-22 is an insurance certificate that your insurance company files with the department. Wyoming Statute 31 September 401 requires that proof of financial responsibility be required for certain violations or actions. Proof of financial responsibility must be maintained for 3 years from the date it is required. When an SR-22 is on file, the insurance company must notify the department when there is a cancellation of the insurance. During a suspension, the SR-22 is required to maintain your vehicle registration or for a probationary driver license, if one is issued to you. If the SR-22 is not on file by the end of your mandatory suspension, your driving privilege will remain suspended until the SR-22 is filed. Start of suspension, revocation. The start of a suspension, revocation is 30 days from the date the order is mailed to you by the department or given to you by law enforcement, or at the end of any suspensions already on your record. Ignition interlock devices. Ignition interlock devices are required to be installed, at the applicant's expense, upon conviction of the following offenses. First DWUI with a BAC of 0.15% or greater, 6 months. Second DWUI when alcohol is involved, 1 year. Fourth or subsequent DWUI with a BAC of 0.08% or greater, lifetime. Third DWUI when alcohol is involved, 2 years. Fourth or subsequent DWUI when alcohol is involved, lifetime. For more information, contact Driver Services at 307-777-4800, option number 3. Drivers convicted of alcohol-related offenses requiring the ignition interlock device are also required to do the following. File an SR-22 insurance form. Pay the $50 reinstatement fee. Pay the $100 ignition interlock fee. Have the ignition interlock device installed on any vehicle they drive at an installation site and by a technician certified by the department. Bring the lease agreement, certification of installation to their local driver exam office to be issued the IIR restricted driver license. The applicant's driving privilege must not be suspended, revoked or cancelled in this or any other state for any reason or the license cannot be issued. Take and pass any tests required for licensing. For a list of ignition interlock vendors and installers in Wyoming, please visit our website at www.state.way.us. driver_license_record/suspension/ignition_interlock.html